time you are about to hear Bob's Slacktime Funhouse is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Welcome, seekers, to yet another star-stunted episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. I'm that little puddle of sunshine, Reverend Susie the Floozy, and I've had my ass dragged through the ringer lately. Don't get me started talking about it, seekers, but this hoe has had one tough row to hoe lately. You know, I'm really feeling the pain. Which is strange, because this time of year, when all that Christian snuff porn stuff starts going around, it seems like it's darn near the pain holiday season, and as much as I hate to go with the herd, it seems like we've just sort of temporally collided. Yeah, pish posh, lucky me. Oh, but it brings to mind a gem of a show. Oh, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse number 67. Yes, from spring of 1996, I was considering the nature of pain. Oh, I'd just seen a special showing of Faster Pussycat Kill Kill presented by Russ Meyer, the man himself. And I didn't mention it this show, but I did draw on a little experience I'd had that autumn before when for a month, I wound up working as a dominatrix. Yeah, my last day at work, I actually did the trick-or-treat smell my feet gambit. Yeah, that was a time burner. But speaking of time burners, here comes tonight's episode, and you might be happy to note that due to a breakdown of some of my recording gear, I really can't get it up to add the necessary padding to tonight's show, so we're going to be coming up just a tad bit short. Oh, unless, of course, I can find something stupid to throw on the end of it. And what are the odds of that happening? Yeah, right. Enjoy, seekers.
Did you get her in your window? I've always hated that creature, the way she exploits her title and everything.
She's a
total,
all right.
One stallion
alone. She's a sub. What does she know? We've been torturing her all day, you know, humming, buzzing, ringing, everything.
Who might you be?
Hi, we were just passing. We opened the beacon.
Schopenhauer was right, wouldn't you say? Life without pain has no meaning. Gentlemen, I wish to give your lives meaning.
Sweet Susie, she'll beat you to death. Sweet Susie, from Russ Meyer, the director who gave you Vixen and Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. For a taste of evil, Sweet Susie. A woman too much for one man. Sweet Susie, the diary of a wicked lady, the memoirs of a bad girl. Sweet Susie, no man escaped her island or her whip. Sweet Susie, slamming, crashing, banging action from opening scene to mind-bending climax. Sweet Susie, she ain't no lady.
Whoa, yeah, he knows what he's talking about. Welcome, welcome, seekers of slack. Welcome to WREK Atlanta, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. Oh, I'm the right raving Reverend Susie the Floozy, your genial hostess. But let me warn you, dear listeners, the theme of my show tonight isn't a pleasant one. Last night, I had a close encounter with Russ Meyer and a 20-foot-tall Tura Satana. And it got me thinking about the nature of something near and dear to my heart. The only thing that cuts through my Teflon coating anymore. The only thing that makes me sit bolt upright and take notice. Pain! Oh, I don't mean the sharp twinges you get when you slam your thumb in the car door or stub your toe. I'm not bothering with that penny-anny piddling, ooh, I hurt myself crap here. Oh, no, I'm talking about the brain-twisting agony of everyday existence. From that first conscious breath you take in the morning when you realize, no, damn it, I didn't die in my sleep again. Oh, until you eventually pass out hours later from the excruciating pressure and torment. They call this going to sleep. With me, it's like an overloading agony circuit reaching critical mass and then massive system shutdown. But maybe you're different. Maybe you think that there's a minimum of pain in your life. Well, think again, bucko, it's there. And I'm gonna have to put you in touch with it if you're going to achieve Bobhead. And take it from me, Bobhead is worth it. So welcome to the House of Pain Cakes, and please feel free to scream. It's music to my ears.
Dab-dee-bab-dee-ben-bub-bub. Welcome to my little world, completely self-contained, yeah. Your problems, they will soon be gone. We soak up, soak up, soak up lots of pain, yeah. If life is a reflecting pool, then we are like a sponge, yeah. Absorbing the good with the bad. We soak up, soak it up. So give me all your troubled thoughts, ooh, and baggage you can't handle, no. We'll gladly take it off your back. We soak up, soak up, soak up lots of pain, yeah. Just in time, just put your hand on mine, your mind, your mind. And everybody has gone to bed. Ooh. Yeah. I sit up late and watch TV. And soak up, yeah. Soak up, yeah. Soak up lots of pain, yeah. Notebook by his side, yeah. He hardly ever makes a fuss. He soaks up so much pain. We traveled far, the Smokey and me. Ooh, by airplane, boat, and train, yeah. We're here to eat up all your sins. And soak up, soak up, soak up all your pain, yeah. Everybody locks the doors to keep out any stranger. Everybody's all bent up. Everybody's got your views. Getting ready to blow up. We live in so much danger. Boys and girls in a line, come and
get your big reward, you're not too late, just in time. Put your hand on mine, your mind, your mine. Boys and girls of every creed, yeah. Religion and persuasion, no. It's time to get up off your knees. Soak up, soak it up. Open the door and let me in. Don't question who I am, no. Just shake my hand and give me your name. We soak up, soak it up. Soak up, soak it up. Soak up, soak it up now.
$10 million.
What does your husband do for a living?
Who's got the pain when they do the mumbo? Who's got the pain when they go erk? Who's got the pain when they do the mumbo? I don't know who. Do you? Who needs a pill when they do the mumbo? Who needs a pill when they go erk? Who needs a pill when they do the mumbo? I don't know who. Do you? Someone must be sick with the heat or stepping on everyone's feet. But if everyone's feeling okay, why don't they just say ole when the music carries them away? Who's got the pain when they do the mumbo? Who's got the pain when they go erk? Who's got the pain when they do the mumbo? I don't know who. Do you? For there is an element of doubt as to
who's got the pain when they do the mumbo? Who's got the pain when they go erk? Who needs a pill when they do the mumbo? Who needs a pill when they go erk?
Walking by, and I sort of winked my eye, and she stopped, dead redhead. She had a cute way of walking. I had to get her talking. My heart bled. I said, my knees are getting weak. Smile at me, speak. She said, on the part-time job, I'm working like a slob, pumping gas, cleaning glass. When in walks the wheel, I'm in the middle of a deal, and she's aghast, real class. I said, you can't fire me. He said, oh, we'll see with a... cruel creature was the mean old teacher with homework. Homework. It's hard on the eyes. Could kill a guy, all that. Homework cuts the phone work. I told her what I thought. You know what I got? A big... You go to a dance and plan on romance. You don't bus stop, big flop. You turn on the charm and put the old arm on the man you call Pop. I gotta have the car. Does he just hardy hard? No!
They may have difficulty boarding. And they may have pain in the buttocks and paresthesias in the buttock areas and also paresthesias in the upper posterior thighs. This is thought to be related to the virus infecting the sacral ganglia. So the severity of the anal rectal pain or burning is sometimes a clue to the diagnosis.
My couch!
Oh!
I ache for the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you, here I stand. My heart is in my hand. Ugh, it's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany, that's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain yet, love, every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash you made with your lash as we danced to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the masochism tango.
He wanted him to feel the pain.
Yeah.
The pain, the grief, the agony and sorrow.
And the thing that struck you was the awful agony these women were in. They were complaining loudly. Some of them were shouting. Some of them were completely out of control. Although they may be having the pain, it's not affecting them through fear as much as it would otherwise, because fear and pain sort of act on one another in a way that the fear plus the pain actually enhances the pain.
Mary never cries. Smack her, pinch her, hurt her. Not one tear will you get. Ever. Mary also never laughs. I dare you to make her do either one.
And likewise.
In the midst of Gabbatha was a huge stone post. They would bring a man to that post. They would take his hands and wrap them around the post and pull them as tight as they possibly could to stretch the skin very tight across the back. And they would turn and take the legs and pull them around this huge stone and tie that person down, stripping their clothes. On each side of that stone was a basin filled with salt water. In that salt water was a number of scourges. Now these scourges was a short handle, leather scourges. They had 9 strands that came down from the handle. Each of the strands, I'm told, were tied in knots. Little bits of bones were tied in each of the knots, in the strands that came down from that scourge that was used on the backs of those that were beaten in this place called Gabbatha. They would take those scourges, throw them back, bring them down on the body. They would cause them to hit just right, where those bits of bones would literally dig into the flesh on the back. Then the Roman soldier would take that handle and pull it. And as he pulled the handle, that scourge, those and bits of bones that were stuck in the back would begin to cut across the back and open it up. 39 times they came down across the back of the Savior. I heard someone, as they said, the first 20 licks of that scourge and that came down across the back of the Blessed Savior would take every bit of the skin off of the back. The next 10 licks that would be hit across the back with the cat of nine tails would dig down and take all the fat off of the back. You'll find by feeling that there's very little fat over the back bones. And the last 9 licks would dig down into the arteries and the veins, and blood would begin to gush out. Literally, when the Son of God was taken down from that post that day, his back was so torn, his back was so lacerated, that it looked like mince meat that had been so beaten by those Roman soldiers as they scourged the Son of God.
Yes. Real pain to my sham friends and sham pain to my foe. Hell, real pain for everyone all around. Yeah, see, the Church of the Subgenius isn't the only religion that wallows in a pain theme. Look at the supposedly benign Christian cults like the Baptists and the Catholics. Why, this is a season that all Christians indulge in lip-smacking Easter time necro-porn. Boy, they pack the pews like rubberneckers at a multi-car fatality this time of year, because everybody likes to see somebody else get hurt. Oh, how they relish poring over the gory details, thinking that somehow because somebody got staple-gunned to a tree a couple millennia ago, they're off the hook. Hey, I'd rather deal with masochists than Methodists any day. Ugh. Oh, those religious snuff perverts sicken me. I'd rather cast my lot in with a cult where there's some certainty that when you buy your salvation, it stays bought. Barring, of course, any clerical oversight. But grab a pencil, seekers, because I'm going to give you some advice here. You can buy salvation by sending a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Bob at P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. And get all the pain you've got coming, because with Bob, that pain you suffer daily is a beautiful thing. Bob's going to see to it that you not only feel the pain, it becomes as a narcotic. You actually jones for it if the torture ever stops. Yes, you can use your pain like a magic strength tonic to pump yourself up and spit the caustic fire of your psychic agony out through your third nostril, enveloping this slackless world in a sheet of Bob-scent flames. Yes, the pain will keep your coat glossy. But have you had enough pain yet? I don't think so.
You will feel absolutely no pain at all. How do you feel?
Fine, thank you.
Well, thank you, young lady. We'll get back to removing the needles in just a few moments.
Cats in everyone's bed!
Hello.
plunge a knife into my back and twist it round and round. You want to plunge the knife into my back and twist it round and round. You're killing me. Plunge a knife into my back and twist it, twist around and round. You wanna plunge a knife into my back and twist it, twist around and round. You're killing me, turn me inside out. You think it'll see what you're all about. I'm in front of your side, a pain in your ass. You wanna see me die, you wanna see me pass. You wanna plunge a knife into my back and twist it, twist around and round. You wanna plunge a knife into my back and twist it.
Do it. Either or get off the pond.
Okay, drop the knife, Stabitha.
Get down. So this is how the world works. Vibrations getting nasty. Overload. Trading on disaster. Penis, no problem. Penis art. Love is pain. Penis art. Love is pain. Driving up that wall. At the bottom, climb until you fall. I'm rolling on a lake of glue. Just can't seem to get to you. Bound to get my feelings hurt. The beverage of love spilled on my shirt. The beverage of love spilled on my shirt. I can hear myself breathe heavy, a bursting radiator, overwhelming paranoia, save it for later. I'm feeling lucky, oh bad luck, oh lucky me. You can't count on luck, you can't count. Luck can go both ways. I said luck can go both ways with any luck at all. I'm rolling on a lake of glue. Just can't seem to get to you. Bound to get my feelings hurt. The beverage of love's built on my shirt. The beverage of love's built on my shirt. Ah. Know how much time we got. Let's keep it to a whisper. Fear is a problem. Fear of pain. Fear of luck. Can't afford the chance. Fear beyond the door. Pain is art. Love is pain. Pain is art. Love is pain. Oh, I'm rolling on a lake of glue. Just can't seem to get to you. Bound to
get my feelings hurt. The beverage of love built on my shirt. The beverage of love built on my shirt. Bound to get my feelings hurt. The beverage of love built on my shirt. I said the beverage of love built on my shirt. The beverage of love built on my shirt.
I thought I'd gone to the limits. I hadn't. The Cenobites gave me an experience beyond the limits. Pain and pleasure, indivisible.
What does it mean if you don't beat anybody?
But I do. I beat their time.
Is that how you got Cutie Pie over there? By beating some guy's time? No. You're not the type. You're the all-American boy. A safety first Clyde.
Are you trying to say something?
I never try anything. I just do it. Like, I don't beat clocks. Just people. Wanna try me?
Tura, Tura, Tura. If you ask me, Clive Barker swiped the idea of Cenobites from the old Nancy comic strip. That girl was the original pinhead. Oh, Tura. Oh, faster, pussycat, kill, kill is being shown on the semi-wide screen of the Garden Hill Cinema Kids for a week. Oh, it was an epiphany. Oh, I own a copy, and I've laid tracks on that, watching it over and over, but oh, the details on that screen. Oh, so you want more punishment, do you? I just never seem to push you far enough. Oh, yeah, sometimes my best efforts just don't seem to take. You've sickened me with your hopeful, craven looks as you grovel on your hands and feet for more. Feel the lash and learn to kiss the whip. And you Marietta kids had better get with it. You'll be hurting plenty tomorrow, so why don't you do it now and get it over with? Screw you, Seekers. I'm the one who really needs the pain. If I had any nerve endings left, I'd be scourging myself. This show is a curse, but it's not nearly the source of enough agony for me. Sometimes this ministry grates on my last nerve, like electrified tinfoil on fillings. And that rage somehow inspires me to fling myself into the fight to get you the slack you need, to beat that slack into you, to tenderize you with Bob and Connie's special blend of herbs and spices. And then to grill you lightly until you're tender and ready to eat. But sometimes you have to make your own slack. You have to feel so much pain that it pushes you clear through the couch, through the springs like a sieve, catching all that clotted crap that's been backing up in your system for so long, and then you pop out on the other side, all wet and glistening. Oh, with most of your hide stripped off your body, your flesh hanging in ribbons, and you feel so good. Yeah, that's what you need right there. A good sucker punch from the stark fist of removal to knock you back through the rotted fabric of space and time, knocking that crud off you, blowing that carbon out of your pipes. Oh, thank you, Bob. Thank you. You're there for me. You've always been there. You're there grinning with that pipe still clenched in your teeth, and that smile is just for me. Oh, hurt me, Bob. Make me feel something. Make me feel it all. And oh, see to it that the torture never stops.
About the regular life in the day.
so bad, the stone's been choking and weeping greenish drops. In the room where the giant fire puffer works and the torture never stops. The torture never stops.
Ouchies,
ouchies, ouch. And he stinks so bad, his bones been choking, been greenish drops. In the light of the iron sauces, where the torture never stops. The torture never stops. The torture, the torture. Torture never stops.
Yes, I owe you some credits. We've heard a lot tonight, Seekers. We heard the opening Sweet Susie trailer. That was from the Russ Meyer movie, the only one he doesn't like. And then we heard The Whip, a surf song, and I swear I did not add the whiplashes to that one. They were already there. Then we heard Danny Elfman and Oingo Boingo with an a cappella version of Pain. The torture sequence from Zug's Rift. Who's Got the Pain from Damn Yankees, the Broadway version with Gwen Verdon. And that strange thing with the laughing, shrieking redhead was something called It Only Laughs When I Hurt by Johnny Gunn. A strange-looking 45. And then the Novas with The Crusher. A little segment from a tape from 1982 called Gay Bowel Disorders. And then Betty Boop, Masochism Tango by Tom Lehrer. I Should Have Been Crucified by the Volunteers. Back to the Passion of Christ by Brother Reverend Bob Dougherty. Going on a little bit too much about that gore, Reverend Bob. Oh, Champagne Music for Dancing. Gimme Shock Treatment by the Ramones. You're Killing Me by Zug's Rift. And then that was the Nine Unknown Men doing The Beverage of Love. The Fingerprints with Jabs. The Atomic Gods of Walking Dead. Clive Barker talking about Cenobites and Pain. And Tura Satana from Faster Pussycat Kill Kill, that lovely, lovely stock music soundtrack. And this is Frank Zappa from Zootaloos with The Torture Never Stops. Oh, and Ms. Marvel wanted to wish her fans, Ms. Marvel and Danger Woman fans, I'm not sure if it's all one and the same person, but with Ms. Marvel, who can tell? She wanted to wish her fans a happy Easter / Passover / Spring Festival.
In his dungeon of despair, who are all those people that is locked away down there? Are they crazy? Are they zeros? Someone painted. It has never been explained.
Well, the show is over.
Oh, no, it isn't over. Here's that filler I promised you. Gallon drunk, doing some fool's mess. A perfect description of my side of the show. With a little go-go dancing by Miss Chrissy Everything. Take it away, Sugar Plum. I love to watch you grind.
Get your hands off it now.